How can you build up more self-esteem? How can you get more confident about yourself? And what does it actually mean to have self-awareness? In this episode, we will clarify what these three words, self-awareness, self-esteem, and self-confidence mean. And I will share a simple but very powerful exercise with you so that you can increase all the three of them. Welcome again to a new episode of Spotlight Your True Self, the podcast to help you to show your authentic self to the world, to become more successful in your job, more successful in your business, and to build up true and profound relationships to other people. The concept of this podcast is based on three pillars so that you are able to spotlight your true self. These three pillars are self-confidence, managing your emotions, and concrete communication tools. And in this episode, I would like to talk about the first pillar, the self-confidence, or maybe also self-esteem. Is a word that resonates a little bit more with you. My name is Michaela. I am your host of this podcast, and I have managed to transform myself from a very super shy, nerdy girl that I was still in my 20s to a woman who has self-confidence, who has no problem to be outgoing, to get in contact with other people. I enjoy my passion for public speaking nowadays. I have an education in neurolinguistic programming, and now I want to help other people to be able to show their authentic selves as well, because I see so many people who are hiding behind a mask, behind tons of makeup in cases of women, or behind an unnatural and non-authentic behavior. And I think this world needs more real people. And this is how we can build up more profound relationships to others, and with that also become more successful in what we do, be it in our job, in our business, in any kind of services that we are offering. And I have managed already these two words of self-esteem and self-confidence. And I mean, I am German, but I know that in the English language, self-esteem is used a little bit more than self-confidence. I personally prefer the word self-confidence a little bit more, because for me that expresses really the trust and the confidence that you have about yourself and your own behavior. Whereas self-esteem, of course, is also, it's a really, really important word and a really important concept, as it refers more to the value you give yourself, the value that you see in yourself, to not downgrade you for any kind of situation. And let's assume now that we could use these two words interchangeably, whether you would like to talk more about self-confidence or about self-esteem. But I think you understand the idea behind that. I think you understand the concept. And if you think about yourself, have you had situations recently in your life where you had the feeling, oh, my self-esteem or my self-confidence is actually very low? That there was a situation where you were desperately thinking, I would have managed that if I would just have a little bit more confidence in myself or about myself, or just my self-esteem, if that would be a little bit higher, this situation would not have happened to me like this, or I would have managed to act completely differently. Maybe to take a stand for myself, maybe to not accept a certain behavior of others against myself, or just speaking up for my interests, showing the competence that I have, advertising my business, using a chance to win a new client or an important network contact. And I can personally say I have experienced many of these situations in my life, especially when I was younger, when I was a teenager, when I was in university, when I studied, and then also when I started working in my job when I was about 24, 25 years old. My self-esteem and especially my self-confidence, they were on a very low level. I was sometimes just afraid or super insecure to open my mouth, to talk to others. And even if I had said something, even if I was talking to people, I was so often questioning myself afterwards. What had I said there? What had other people think in that moment? I really had these circles of thoughts in my mind coming again and again. Oh, I have said that in that situation, or I have behaved in that way. Maybe that was stupid. Maybe other people, they thought about, oh, she's weird, she's bad, she's different, she is whatever, I don't know. But this was a construct of my own thoughts. These circles going on in my head, in my own mind, coming again and again. And this is, maybe no surprise, a sign of quite a very low self-confidence and self-esteem, because I was downgrading myself, thinking I had acted stupidly in a certain situation. And it took me a couple of years to realize other people have not noticed anything. I am not the focus of other people's life. It is really just the own thinking and the product of my own thoughts in my own head, thinking I am bad, I am stupid, I am behaving in a weird way, because it was my own low self-esteem and my own low self-confidence that let me have these kind of thoughts. And from a psychological perspective, the self-confidence or self-esteem is of course something that develops in the early childhood, over the years. And in theory, it is said that the self-esteem or the self-confidence of a child kind of linearly grows until a child is 6 years old, which is then of course mainly impacted by the parents. So what kind of feeling are the parents giving a child? That it's love, that it can trust a situation, that it can trust him or herself. And then the self-confidence or the self-esteem still develops, it still grows until around 11 years, which is then of course also impacted by other people, not just parents, but other relatives, friends. And then around the age of 15 years, the theory said that the self-confidence or self-esteem of then a teenager stays about constant. So it's no longer growing. And then the future basically is kind of uncertain, very much depending on the different experience that a person, in that case a teenager or then a younger adult, makes in his life. So all kinds of situations, what is happening in school, what is happening with friends, the first love that one might have, graduating from school, going to university, or finding first a place at university to study, or finding an education to a certain job, how it is going there, what kind of people do we meet there, do we have successful events in the university, but then of course also in our free time, in the sports that we do. So everything contributes to that, the experiences that we make, but of course also the people that we meet. And then of course our self-confidence or our self-esteem, it's not always on the same level. It can be very different depending on what kind of situations we are in. Maybe we are super insecure when we are at the university and we have to write a certain test or a certain exam because we don't feel very competent in that topic, or we don't feel well prepared. But then otherwise, if we do a certain sport where we really have the passion that we really enjoy, we feel strong, we feel confident in ourselves, we feel yes, we can manage that situation. So one can say that our self-esteem or our self-confidence is kind of the sum of all the experiences that we have made in our life so far. And of course, a childhood is a very important basis for that. But if your childhood was not so cool, maybe you come from a quite a low level. But then if you have somehow managed to have a lot of positive experiences in your life, you can still bring your self-confidence up to a very high level. Or maybe otherwise, if you had a very good childhood, your self-confidence is already very high, or your self-esteem is already very high. And then maybe you have made experiences, you have met bad people, you have been maybe in a toxic relationship, something has happened to you that you failed completely in your studies, in your job, something went completely wrong that your self-confidence or your self-esteem has decreased a bit. It got a little drop, it came down a bit. But I believe also, whatever you do now, from now on, and especially in your future, no matter how old you are, you can still influence, and especially you can still grow your self-confidence and your self-esteem. And what is also very important to understand here, that the value that you see in yourself, the confidence that you have about yourself, it is not just about things that come from the outside. It is not just about how you experience a certain situation, or that you make it depending on a certain feeling that other people give to you. If you really want to develop a good self-esteem or good self-confidence, that comes with self-awareness. And I think that self-awareness is really the key thing. And actually, in the German language, it is translated with Selbstbewusstsein. And this is actually the word that is most commonly used in German when it comes to talking about self-esteem or self-confidence. Actually, in German, it is always that word which is used the most of self-awareness, which really means, when I translate it directly, to be aware about yourself. To be really aware, who am I? If I think about myself with all my characteristics, who is that person? And I'm not talking about material things. It's not, okay, I am, in my case, I have a master of physics, or I am a certified NLP practitioner, or I am German. I am 1.67 meters tall. It is really about, what are my characteristics? What is my personality? If I take all the material things away, who am I without my job, without my flat, without my nationality, without my hairs or my makeup or my fancy clothes or whatever? What is really... what determines me? What is my behavior? What is my passion? What are the things that I really love to do? Who am I with other people? How would I describe myself? For me, this is self-awareness. To know I am an outgoing, friendly person. I am most of the time extrovert, but I also have my introvert phases. I love it to get up early in the morning. I like it to be active. I like it to be outside. I like it to cycle and to enjoy the nature, even if it rains and if it's very windy. I like good food. I eat way too much of chocolate. I like philosophical conversations. I enjoy it more to stay home on a Saturday evening and watch a nice movie or read a good book instead of going on a party where a lot of people are just getting drunk. And finally, accepting all that, knowing that this is okay and that there might be others who are the same. And this exercise that I would like to invite you to, that I had mentioned in the beginning, is that I would like to invite you to write down these things about you. Just make yourself a list, whatever comes to your mind, who am I? Writing that down is very powerful because, of course, you can think it. If you're not just listening to that podcast and you're maybe walking somewhere or you're driving a car or you are at work or you cannot, you have nothing to write at the moment. But I would really suggest it to you, write it down, because of course you can think about it, but then still you cannot have more than 3-4 thoughts at the same time. And you will see when you write it down, you write down your first couple of ideas, and then there comes more and more and more. And then maybe at the end, you are really surprised how many cool and positive things, or maybe even also critical things, you would write down about yourself when you think about that question, who am I? And when you have done that, first check the wording. How does that sound for you? And also, how do you write about yourself? Can you do that in a way where you notice, hey, I am really appreciating myself? Or does it come with a little bit critical eye and I'm actually too much of this and too much of that? And maybe you find a way to correct that so that you don't judge yourself, that you can say, hey, yes, I'm a little bit like this. Maybe I'm... So for example, don't write, I am too sensitive. Maybe you notice, I am sensitive, but that's okay. So if you have these list of things, who you are, what are your characteristics, what is your authentic being, and that way, maybe you find a couple of points, maybe 2-3 that you can mark, where you can paint a circle around them, where you say, hey, this is actually really powerful. This is really what I like about myself. And then maybe whenever you have a situation again where you think, I don't feel so self-confident at the moment, or I don't feel that I really value myself, think about these things that you have written down. And what you can also do, the things that you really appreciate about yourself, feel brave to share them with other people. And I think once you have written them down, once you have formulated them in a way that you have written them down, this is actually quite easy because you see the words already. You just have to speak them out once more. And maybe when you notice, when you actually say to a person, hey, I'm a sensitive person. Maybe you will hear from another one, hey, me too. Thanks for sharing. Good that you are so brave. So I think that being aware about yourself is what is increasing your self-confidence and your self-esteem. And it's the first good step to feel confident so that you can show your true, authentic self to others. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope you had some inspiring insights on your journey to spotlight your true self. If you don't want to miss the next episode, then please subscribe to this podcast, and you would make me very happy if you would give this podcast a rating if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and if you would recommend this podcast to your friends, to your family, to your colleagues, or whoever where you think this person would find support in the topics that I am discussing here. If you would like to follow me on social media, you can find me on LinkedIn and on Instagram under @michaela.kettner.fi. And if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you can find, of course, all the contact details in the show notes of this podcast.